This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live.
Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Michael.
And Matt.
If you have been listening for the last week or so, you may have heard some problems on the air, and we have worked tirelessly over the course of the last week to fix those. If you don't like the problems, go ahead and write a letter to the Federal Bureau of Investigations and tell them thank you for messing everything up here. So hopefully they won't be back anytime soon, but you know, they seem to drop by whenever they want.
Yeah, you never can quite tell when they're going to show up.
Yeah, well, such is the case. As a matter of fact, they when they came here, they busted in the windows and flew a drone in, all because they were concerned that somebody might have guns. It sounds like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals might have some concerns like that, too.
Oh, yeah. They don't. Well, the Ninth Circuit has never really had a strong position on the Second Amendment in general, but this came out yesterday from Reason Magazine. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit held that the Second Amendment does not guarantee a right to openly carry firearms for self-defense.
Or concealed.
Or so concealed, yes.
The right to keep and bear arms doesn't mean that you can bear arms.
Right. You can't bear arms outside your home.
How do these people get the way they are?
I don't know. They're not. Well, this court is in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I mean, it's California signed up to be a state of the state of the Union, and the Constitution, as it was written by the 13 states that ratified it originally, and all the states that have agreed to it up to that point, was abundantly clear in so much as it said, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Mark.
If you told somebody who one of the people who wanted a Bill of Rights, remember, they couldn't get the Constitution through without a Bill of Rights, and one of those people who wanted a Bill of Rights, and you asked them, does the right to keep and bear arms mean simply the right to keep arms at your house or whatever it is that some judge may determine? And they would say, no, we're writing this in plain English so that people understand it.
Yeah, there's no restrictions on bearance.
Right.
You are in possession of it. You may be so.
And you may be able to convince me that there should be some restrictions. I mean, like, it doesn't seem like a good idea if you've got somebody who's, say, got mental disabilities and has an IQ of 50 and perhaps has anger management issues on top of that, if you just go ahead and hand them a revolver and let them, you know, wander around. That sounds like a bad thing. It also sounds like a problem that solves itself.
Uh-huh.
But
that's what you knew I was thinking. You're looking in my eyes knowing what Matt was going to say.
Something like that happened at King Supers the other day in Colorado. So
yeah, right. It's a terrible thing, but you know, there's one issue. Second, I'm kind of against the idea of the average person having a nuclear weapon. I don't like that one in particular. Now, I would say
I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I've always wanted to have a howitzer in my backyard, just as like a you know, conversation piece, barbecues.
A howitzer, you could claim, is a defensive weapon, in so much as, what if you have a problem with your neighbor and you need
34 miles away.
Right, and you need to blow up his house, right? because he's going to shoot you with his howitzer or whatever the situation is. Then you could fire the howitzer and take care of that. You'd be responsible for any collateral damage.
Sure.
I would say that with a nuclear weapon, you cannot not have collateral damage. So therefore, it is what I would call then an offensive weapon and,
right.
A different category.
In a stateless society, you would get in trouble either way if you had a nuke, if you ever set off a nuke. I mean, the damage you would do to, you know, the fallout alone would cause huge problems. Nobody would ever insure you again. You'd forget about it. You'd be done.
Yeah.
There's no real way to set off a nuclear weapon and not affect innocent people.
Yeah. Unless you're the state, then it's perfectly fine, and nobody ever gets hurt.
And these, it seems to me that these, you know, these ideas that we've just discussed here are so universally acceptable that we could probably just adjust the Second Amendment according to, you know, the Constitution, the means that the Constitution has. I don't think anybody would stand in the way of some, you know, short words saying the right to keep and bear arms should not be infringed, is so important that we shall not infringe it except, say, in certain circumstances. Here are some listed below. And, you know, number one, people with IQs below 75. And
yeah, but that I mean, people with IQs below 75 have rights, too.
They do.
And I've known some, you know, I think most of the problems we're suffering in our society right now is that people from cities are trying to impose their worldview on people who live in the boonies.
Yep.
And they're entirely different cultures. I know people with IQs lower than 75 who are from the boonies and own guns and are just fine.
Yep.
Absolutely,
it's
fine. True. They're not a problem.
And all I'm saying is that there may be some number that we can come to or some way we can distinguish whether somebody is...
I doubt it, and I think it would be automatically and repeatedly abused and abused and abused.
That's another possibility.
That's why the Second Amendment is left so wide open. That was very intentional,
well,
I think, that they
didn't have IQ tests back then. But yeah, yeah.
Well, the IQ tests we have now are arguably incorrect. And,
yep. I get it. I mean, I immediately back off my position when you start saying that the government's going to abuse these things. They're going to call everybody stupid and everybody crazy or everybody whatever. And I don't know how you can distinguish whether somebody's stupid and crazy without the government distinguishing whether they're stupid and crazy,
right.
At which point I then retreat from my position because I do not want the government to be able to say who gets to bear an arm.
Or even a psychologist with a political bent.
And I would also agree with you. This is a problem. This isn't a problem between black people and white people. This isn't a problem between smart people and stupid people. This isn't a problem between Democrats and Republicans. This is a problem between city mice and country mice.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been for a very long time, and nobody will distinguish this. Nobody will talk about it.
I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, it's really the it's really the difference.
Well, that's not how they drew the state boundaries, because you've got city and...
Yeah,
and country,
right.
All in one state.
Right. Even when you look at a place, I mean, I can't. It's not coming to me off the top of the head, but there's some states that are all rural, but there's no city that is all the state, right? Like it's just the thing. So
yeah,
it should be.
I kind of wish there was. I mean, if we took New York City and made it its own state, and took Los Angeles, made it its own state, San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, made them all city states.
And that would be, that would really, it would fit the gist of the Constitution. We'd have better representation as a result. And I'm completely for that as more, if you're just talking about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic
right.
there, because the Titanic is going down.
Exactly.
But yes, the deck chairs could be arranged completely differently as we go down. And I'm not against that.
Well, it might slow things down a bit.
Yeah, and of course, the Ninth Circuit, for those who don't know, is the regional court out of San Francisco.
Yeah, they're out of San Francisco. They cover Alaska, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State.
And the U.S. Marianas.
And Guam and the U.S. Mariana Islands.
And it is a huge swath of land, and many of the people there want nothing to do with their rulings. So this is definitely going to be something that ends up going to the Supreme Court, or should. I shouldn't be able to speak for the Supreme Court, but I can't imagine how this doesn't go there. And the Constitution is so utterly clear and was written in English, plain English, so that people could understand it. And the idea that keep and bear arms, what are they saying keep and bear arms means?
Let's see. We haven't even got past the first sentence in this article yet.
No, but give me the punchline here, so that way people can get it as we go out.
The punchline.
It's basically to keep and bear arms means to keep but not bear.
Keep and bear. You cannot keep or bear arms outside your doorstep.
Right. So, I mean, even, like, one would presume that keep and bear arms means that you could have a gun in your car, right?
Oh, no.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yes.
Well, you know, the Constitution is a living document. We have to interpret it for the issues of our day.
They wrote it in English that is so clear that it's still clear English 225 years on.
I wish that it was even more clear, something like, in the absence of a militia, the right to the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, you know, that means everybody, including anybody that anybody wants to take things away. Like, it's just really exhaustively clear. But, yeah, it's clear. It's clear. I mean, I don't see how it can mean anything else. No. What does it mean to you? The number, 603-283-6.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We have the phone lines open. It's Mark with you.
Michael.
And Matt.
Yeah, the number 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. This will forever be the new number for me. I hope we don't get another one after this. But we had the last 800 number, I don't know, maybe 8 years, 10 years, something like that. And there was another number before that. And
it's part of your DNA at this point.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, and you repeat it over and that, well, how many times a show? Maybe 25? Yeah.
Lots of times.
Yeah. And then how many shows? For a while, I was doing 6 shows a week. And so that's, you know, that's a lot of repetitions. So it'll take us some time to break that particular habit. And habits... we have. Some of them can be bad. Some of them like, oh, I don't know, listening to crazy people like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I mean, at this point, we're going to get into it here in just 1 second. I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things related to cryptocurrencies. If you don't know about cryptocurrencies, great! Bitcoin.com has a get started section right there at the top of the page. You click it, you watch a few videos, and then you know a lot more than you did. If you are abundantly familiar with cryptocurrency, awesome. That's good, too, because you can go to Bitcoin.com and you can check out their news feed, sign up for their updates and all that stuff, and get everything that you need to know about the latest headlines of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. It's Bitcoin.com.
And we've been talking about the Ninth Circuit giving a decision yesterday that says you do not have the right to open carry your firearms outside your home.
Or even concealed carry, right?
Or even well, they ruled on that in 2016. They said you could not concealed carry outside your home. No, this ruling yesterday...
I always wonder about the distinctions between these two things. I mean, it's carrying a gun. Why is it... I personally... when I think about the two options, I would not particularly want to open carry a gun. It seems like it would be it would just make you the first target in whatever the situation was in which you're at. But I get it. People want to open carry in order to display to normalize carrying of guns. Fine. I'm, you know, good. Those people have the right to do that.
I open carry sometimes just because I'm getting fat and my concealed carry doesn't like to fit inside my waistband anymore. So it's just easier to slap on the OC holster and...
OC is open carry. Yeah, you are quite the gun guy. You know, you're sitting here with Sig Sauer. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Sig Sauer.
Hat on, and I happen to know that you're quite the fan of of guns generally. So, and you know, when I have a question, I come to you on these questions.
A lot of people consider me to be an authority.
Yeah,
I just do a lot of homework.
No, wait, you know, that's how you get to be an expert, is you do your homework.
Yeah.
So why do some states say, yes, you can conceal carry a gun, but you can't open carry a gun?
I don't know. I mean, there are anti-gun people in positions of power, and they can get a whole bunch of commoners to rally behind their decisions, so that's where it all starts to get sucked down the drain.
Is it because it just makes people uncomfortable? Because I can tell you, living in New Hampshire...
There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no logic behind the law or the regulation.
Well, logic. Yeah, logic's out the window here.
Yeah, it's just, you know... now in New Hampshire, we have constitutional carry, so we can carry whatever we want, whenever we want, wherever we want. Almost anywhere we want. But before that, we had to have a permit if we wanted to conceal.
Right.
In order to driving your car with your gun on you, even open, you would have to have a concealed carry license. So you'd have to, you know, when you're getting into your car, you got to take the gun out, you got to drop the mag, take the one out of the chamber, put it in the glove box. I used to put the magazine in the door pocket or something.
Yeah.
And then I was legal without a concealed carry license. It was dumb.
Let me ask you this. So what you're saying here is that in New Hampshire, when you could open carry legally, mm-hmm. but when you got in your car, that was considered concealed carry. And if you didn't have a concealed carry license, then you had to...
take the gun all apart.
Take the gun all apart. Now, answer me, riddle me this. I get that you are an expert. Not everybody who has a gun is an expert. Does taking out the mag and removing the one in the chamber, is that a hazard in so much as somebody could accidentally fire off a round, say in a 1 in 1,000?
Anytime you're handling the gun, there's a risk of negligent discharge.
So keeping it in its holster where the trigger is covered,
correct,
and it's far and less likely to go off. So yes, they had laws in New Hampshire which made the public less safe. Surrounding firearms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking was the case. I do know that living in New Hampshire where we have open carry, and I think I used to see more people before the constitutional carry law passed open carrying than I do now. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that I saw plenty of people who became uncomfortable with the idea that somebody's wearing a gun in this restaurant.
Yeah.
And I saw it plenty of times. Like, I would just see somebody I don't know wearing a gun, because you can do that in New Hampshire. And I'd see people talking and pointing and things like that. And, of course, that person, they won't let anybody see it. But they were just uncomfortable with it. And so that's what I think the distinction is between open and concealed carry. But I don't know.
Yeah.
And the idea that you can't. What's the Ninth Circuit's now saying, that people in Idaho and Montana and Western Nevada, I mean, just rural places where people have guns,
Arizona,
can no longer carry their guns in their cars?
Alaska.
Yeah.
Extremely pro-gun places.
Yeah.
Western Washington, extremely pro-gun. Eastern Washington.
The Ninth Circuit just does not represent these people.
No. It's, I mean.
Well, interestingly, you know, one thing I describe the Ninth Circuit, when it comes to guns, I describe the Ninth Circuit as kind of schizophrenic. Like, I'm not sure they really, I'm not sure what's going on there, because it was just last August that the Ninth Circuit struck down California's high-capacity magazine ban.
Yeah.
And all the magazine companies started pouring 30-round, 60-round mags into California, and Californians bought millions of them within the first week. So, I mean, what are they're reversing some bad policies, but now they're coming up with a totally insane and there's no rhyme or reason.
Michael, I do want to get back into this, but I just have so many questions, and Matt, can answer them.
Yeah, we've got the expert here. I mean, it's Matt's first time on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's my first time I've ever hosted the show.
Yeah, you've done after shows and stuff with it, but for whatever reason, mm-hmm, you haven't done the show. What about the copper jacketed rounds, or whatever that is, that they have in California? They say that the lead rounds are bad because birdies eat them. I'm not exactly sure what they say. Have you looked into this?
I don't know what their ammo restrictions are out there. Okay. California gives me a headache just to think about.
Okay.
But, a lot of people get afraid of words like hollow point and things like that,
sure,
when they really should be more afraid of words like full metal jacket, because full metal jacket's what average people buy to practice with. But full metal jacket used in a defensive situation can go right through a couple of people in a wall, and
yeah,
you keep on going, whereas the full metal jacket is designed to mushroom open. And
the hollow point?
Point is meant to mushroom open and
right,
stop.
And everybody should be able to buy a bulletproof vest in order to protect themselves. I mean, this is the shield to the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have one.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and full metal jackets can go through those if you're not careful.
Sure, if they're fast.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his first press conference Thursday after more than 2 months. One of the main points of discussion was what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden saying it's not unlike any other year.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase in the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March. It happens every year.
Customs and Border Protection releasing numbers that contradict President Biden. In 2019, 66,000 immigrants crossed the border. 2020, 30,000. And now 2021, more than 100,000. At least three people are dead and the destruction is widespread in Alabama. The National Weather Service saying a tornado outbreak is ongoing in the state. USA Radio News. North Korea's actions this week have the world again taking note.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military have test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second time the North Koreans have launched a weapon in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government and the Pentagon are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. The launches are believed to be the first missile tests from the regime since 2019. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is telling members of Congress that now is the time to make a generational investment in infrastructure.
The infrastructure status quo is a threat to our collective future. We face an imperative to create resilient infrastructure and confront inequities that have devastated communities.
Buttigieg testifying before a House committee. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the right to keep and bear arms, if you can still call it that. I'm not even sure you can. I mean, what's it become when the right to keep and bear arms only means that you can have guns in your house?
Yeah, well, you know, it says cannot be infringed, but since the Constitution's a living document, they've reinterpreted that to mean can't be infringed except the ways we want to.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't even make any sense. Obviously, this stuff was written out, and there were agreements in place, and you cannot change it without changing the document itself.
Right.
Yes, it's a living document in so much as there are ways to change it, and they haven't gone through that at all.
You know, I'm looking at the whole thing of the Ninth Circuit, and they must look at this and know that they're wrong. I'm wondering, because they've done a couple good pro-gun things in just the recent months and years, and then this is the exact opposite of all that. I'm wondering if they're trying to intentionally kick this up. I mean, there's a conspiracy within the Ninth Circuit to kick this up to the Supreme Court, who's definitely going to, almost certainly going to hammer it. Like, this is ridiculous.
I would love to believe that.
In which case, there would be some sweet precedent backing it up, too.
I would hope the Supreme Court would strike this down. But, you know, It is. The Supreme Court is what it is, and they're not always predictable.
Correct.
Yeah, it seems like the Supreme Court will kick this back. There's Trump's, you know, put enough conservative justices on there that it seems like they would interpret it this way. I get that Joe Biden's recently come out and said that we need an assault weapon ban in order to solve problems like shootings in Colorado that recently happened at the supermarket or whatever it was. I haven't looked at that story, don't particularly care, because whether it was done with an assault rifle or a revolver or anything like that, you're not going to be able to stop it.
No.
There's just no stopping this stuff, because the crazy people are going to get the weapons in a country where there are twice as many guns as there are people.
Or more.
Potentially.
Especially since the Obama administration, Barack Obama was the best gun salesman of all time.
Right.
And now we got COVID-19. Even the leftists were running out. But I can't get ammo right now. I can't even practice right now because every leftist on the planet went out and bought their first AR-15 and 9mm.
Yeah, we should go into the business of making ammo.
You can't because there's not enough raw material around to make it with.
I see.
You can't even reload.
No. Are you kidding me? No, all the firearms, all the ammunition manufacturers buying all the primers, all the powder, all the slurry for the primers, all the brass, all the lead, all the copper. They're buying all of it. They're ramping production hard. Russia is too. Russia can't turn out enough. Usually we shoot cheap Russian-made ammo. It's garbage and it's dirty, but goes bang.
Yeah.
You can't even get that now. One round of Russian 223, which is normally 19 cents, is now 60, 65 cents?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. Supply and demand.
In the old days, if I was paying 60, 65 cents, it meant I was buying premium brass case good stuff, the good, good stuff, which I never bought. Yeah. You know?
So. Gosh.
All right. So yesterday, the Ninth Circuit came out with a ruling saying that you could not carry a gun openly outside your home. And I'm going to skip their reasoning because it's ridiculous and go straight
to... No, I want to hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, okay. I got to hear what their reasoning is. I do get it.
Okay, here's the ridiculous reasoning then. According to the majority opinion, this one reason...
And this is a three-judge panel or the whole thing?
This is the whole thing.
Okay.
History shows that legal restrictions on carrying unconcealed firearms, including virtual bans like Hawaii's, are the sort of long-standing prohibitions that the Supreme Court has suggested the Second Amendment allows.
Long-standing prohibitions the Second Amendment allows. So let me take that to be meaningful. All right, so we know that the Constitution of the United States and the First Amendment says the right to a religion, you have the right to religion, right? You have right to freedom of religion, which means you can have any religion you want. But at the time of the signing of the Constitution, Massachusetts was definitely a Puritan, held state.
Absolutely.
And so they had a state religion, and there were other state religions. I think that Maryland was Catholic. And so state religions existed. The Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, did not mean didn't mean that anybody has the freedom to be within the confines of the U.S. has the freedom to any religion they want, because within a state they could make laws that say you must be this religion to be here.
Right, because at the time they understood the Constitution to only apply to the federal government.
Right. Now, things have changed regarding that, and it's become universal in so much as any state should allow any religion, and that is true for the press and these sorts of things. So the claim is that the U.S. Constitution is only what the United States federal government can say, and that a state itself can, being the monopoly holder of the violence in a given landmass, a state can make the decision that inside of our state we make the laws and we can infringe all we want. It's just that the federal government can't infringe. And I guess that would be their argument there. Now
that would be, but we had the Dick Heller case.
Yep, the Heller case.
And then the Chicago case where they said the Second Amendment does apply to the state.
Okay. If that's the case, then, and I'm not an expert on guns, I'm an informed idiot when it comes to the Constitution, but not even an informed idiot when it comes to guns. That's the only argument that I can see is that it would, therefore not apply to the feds, but would apply to the states. But I guess if there's precedent in the other direction, then I don't know what they think they're doing.
Yeah, but I guess they're just letting their their biases and their politics get into their court decisions.
Maybe it's that they live in San Francisco, and they're afraid of going around San Francisco with all the kooks there, and they won't get that somebody will spit in their food or whatever when they order out. I have no idea.
It very well could be.
So, anything else to it? What's the
that was pretty much all they said about the majority opinion. The dissent is a lot better.
Okay, how many for and how many against?
There were
7-judge panel.
Yes,
what was it?
11-judge panel, I believe.
Oh, that many on the Circuit Court of Appeals?
And 4 dissenters.
Okay.
Quote.
Well, we know it's more than 9.
It's more than 9. Quote, the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Today, a majority of our court has decided the Second Amendment does not mean what it says. Instead, the majority holds that while the Second Amendment may guarantee the right to keep a firearm for self-defense within one's home, it provides no right whatsoever to bear, i.e. to carry, that same firearm for self-defense in any other place.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We now become the first and only court of appeals to hold that public carry falls entirely outside the scope of the Second Amendment's protections. And the majority's reasoning, they say, reduces the right to bear arms to a mere ink blot.
Right. It's the right to keep and the right to bear arms. There's two separate rights indicated in here if you want to make a
you can own the thing and you can have it on you while you're going about your business.
Yep. And that's 100% true. Now, they did say in the Wild West, if you think about it, there were towns and cities, whatever you want to call them, there were places where they outlawed guns within the city limits.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And that was the idea was to cut down on gunfights and these sorts of things. And, you know, frankly, shooting people who are in gunfights cuts down on gunfights.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
You end up with half the armed assailants going around after a gunfight.
Right. And
which is better than all of the armed assailants.
Right. I mean, the only way to protect yourself against a guy with a gun is to have a gun.
Yeah. And that's Democrats should be supporting this. If all gun owners are psycho killers, then clearly they're going to off each other before too long.
Send them all to Dodge City, Kansas.
Yeah.
And let them have at it.
And don't forget that. The most important part is the gun laws are always used against minorities and people who are disadvantaged every single time.
Always have been.
It's not rich white folks that have problems carrying guns.
Oh, yeah. Billionaires will have their protection. The black guy, the person of color, the woman, the LGBT, they're the ones who are going to be affected
by
it.
Luck.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. They are going to be affected by it. It's going to be that much harder for them.
Anti-gunners make them second-class citizens again.
Yep, once again. The number, 603-283-6160.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Matrix Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Even when, what is it, like three of our hosts, like 25% of our hosts are thrown in jail.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yep.
I'm a total spare at this point.
So am I.
Even knew I was up under the wheel well.
I'm not. I haven't been a host here for over a year, and I'm generally not a host at all.
And so, you were kind enough to stop by and help with the studio, and I asked if you would sit in yesterday, and you certainly did. So thank you for coming.
Michael.
Matt.
That's right. And I'm Mark. So the number, 603-283-6160. We all moved here not too long ago. I mean, I moved 2006.
Yeah, you've been here forever.
2007 for me.
To New Hampshire. And we moved for the Free State Project, which is a concept that basically they want to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. And it is the most successful move here project in human history.
Definitely.
For liberty. Right? Like
for liberty.
Things like...
Outside of actual refugee movements and things.
Yeah, I guess the Mormons would be a refugee movement. Yeah.
I mean, we're political refugees.
Definitely.
Dearborn, yeah. Michigan, there's definitely a lot of Muslims that have moved there. Yeah. Things are different. You look at Miami, and there are places in Miami where you go and you cannot speak English and get service.
Yeah.
It's possible to change the flavor of a given place with people moving there. So let's see if I can get David on the line here. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, man? Witch. And by the way, I forgot the co-host name that's got the Cento shirt on, but love the shirt, man.
That's Michael, and thank you very much.
Yeah. Gotta represent. So speaking about Free State Project, we've got a bunch of co-hosts in the Federal Spiritual Retreat. I don't know if that's the progeny of the Keene Spiritual Retreat.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that the Keene Spiritual Retreat is one of the nicest jails in the country, whereas the Merrimack County Jail, which is where Nobody and Ian currently are, and the other co-hosts have bonded out. But we got two that are currently in the Pokey. It's not a nice place. So go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, but, you know, and I've listened to Free Talk Live since y'all were in Sarasota. That's why I know you're bandwidth, right?
Yeah. And I changed my name from Manwich probably the first year of syndication, so we were syndicated, and I did have that name, but it's been
a long time
since I used the...
I've never heard it before, and I've known you for quite a long time.
Yeah, the moniker Manwich, yeah.
I have heard it, but I've been listening forever.
Yeah, we got to keep it OG, right? But my question, though, is, you know, when you look at 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, like that film, right?
And yep, just go to YouTube, and you can get it for free. It's 101reasonsfilm.com, I think, is also another way to get there.
Yeah, something like that. And then even you, Mark, you moved to the North Marianas, right? At what point do you say, like, the Free State Project was a failure in its objectives? Stated differently, I mean, it was certainly with the pandemic. I was looking at New Hampshire, like, keenly, no pun intended. and are they going to lock down? And indeed, they locked down, right? It doesn't look like freedom's necessarily, like, going in a positive direction in New Hampshire, despite it all. So at what point do you say the Free State Project sort of kind of failed in its objectives?
I wouldn't say that at all. I think the Free State Project's been phenomenally successful. I moved here in 2013, and it's the best move I've ever made. I think just about everybody I know who has moved here for more freedom or to help preserve or earn more agrees that this is a good move in every way. Economic, I mean, the jobs have always been plentiful here. The money flows. Everybody's got a side hustle in New Hampshire. The culture's great for that. I mean, even if they don't outwardly believe and live free or die, their actions say otherwise. They live kind of different.
It's interesting that you give that list, right? Because what I didn't hear you list is everybody said it was good because it was a positive move for freedom. You mentioned economics, jobs, you know, culture, but not freedom, right? So if the Free State Project's objectives was to, as they say, get freedom in our lifetime, at what point do you say, it's not going to work?
Well, you know, I kind of want to address this a little bit. They never promised us that if we moved here, we were going to just magically have a freer society. They were pretty upfront that we were going to have to work for it.
They do say project, but they also say liberty in our lifetimes. And, and different people could sign up. I mean, one of the early phrases was liberty in Lloyd's lifetime. Lloyd's been dead almost 10 years.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, Lloyd's been dead 10 years.
Yeah.
Almost 10 years, yeah. God bless him.
I mean, there have been a lot of activists due to a lot of work over the years. I mean, if you look at Derek J. Freeman's Victimless Crimes Free, probably one of the best films I've ever seen. Right? It's amazing. But
he is still here and still doing work.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he moved away to Uruguay for more freedom, but he ended up moving back to New Hampshire for more freedom.
Yeah, he's down in Portsmouth now.
I'm going to first straw man, and then I'm going to seal man, okay? So,
straw man witch.
Yeah, right. My first thing will be is to say, I think if the Free Staters actually developed a plan, the whole idea that if you move, you know, step one is move for liberty. Step two is question mark. Step three is
profit.
Celebrate freedom, right? If that's the plan, you have no plan and it sucks. All right. If, in fact, they get together and have a plan. Now, I've revealed this plan to people, the plan that I believe would work to people who are in positions to matter. For instance, you know, people in the House and people who are leaders of the House of Representatives here in New Hampshire, what we call the General Court. And that it could very well work. So a constitutional amendment, if we did this one thing, if we made a constitutional amendment that to pass a law, it took 75% of legislators, and to repeal a law, it took 50%. Then what you would have is a change. There would no longer be two-party politics. There would be a change in so much as the momentum would be, well, we got to do something. Let's undo some laws. And then at that point, you would see, in my opinion, a much better state. And if we don't do that, then my belief is our kids won't care about liberty and it'll all just go away in a relatively short period of time. And there's a lot of evidence that people who don't have to deal with people leave New Hampshire all the time. it's the freest state in the union, they'll move to places like Boston.
Yeah.
Because liberty isn't meaningful to them.
Right.
And
until they get out and they feel crushed and pinched, and they're like, oh.
Yeah, maybe later in life.
This isn't like where I'm from.
Yeah, you've got to experience not being free to appreciate it.
Yeah, there's no perspective. You have no perspective if you've never actually.
And however, I'm going to now say that the whole purpose of the Free State Project, I believe, is flawed in a couple of ways. A, basically the notion is that we're going to go someplace. We, the very smart liberty folks, are going to go someplace, and we're going to tell them how they're going to live and how they're messing things up. That's not going to go well anywhere. Michael, I concur with you completely that that's not what we intend to do, but it kind of is.
It did. And, you know, there was a lot, when this started, there was a lot of pushback from locals along exactly those lines.
Right. And it's.
There still is to this day.
A lot of people who are from New Hampshire don't have the. They didn't figure out that we're not the same as all of the Massachusetts people that are. They just lumped us all in. Oh, look, more people moving to New Hampshire. They're going to ruin it for
Flatlanders.
Well, right.
Yeah, Flatlanders. We're totally the opposite of that. And I think a bunch of them have figured that out over the years.
Some have decided that we're here as reinforcement. Yeah. That is a good thing.
That's what Gardner Goldsmith said to me. You're reinforcement.
It's an excellent thing because. Flat out, we're not going to get that 20,000 number.
No.
We're not going to get it.
We missed that number.
We're even going to get a tenth of it. What was that?
It was supposed to be 20,000 people moved within 5 years of them actually reaching 20,000 signups.
And we're coming up on 5 years right now.
No, we passed it.
February 3rd. February 3rd. Okay, so I don't think anybody thought that that was actually going to be the way. I think that was kind of pie in the sky in the first place. But we have had, what? I think you asked the number, caller. I think we're pushing 7,000 now.
Yeah, but those are a lot of people who signed up as Friends of the Free State Project who are already in New
Hampshire. No. These are actual movers. This is movers.
I reject that.
Well, I think that's where we are. And
this is another thing is the Free State Project has not been very abundantly clear on its numbers.
Yeah, well, and I don't think the record keeping's been awesome.
No, it hasn't. And people here in Keene,
80%
of people left.
They don't know if I'm mover 838 or 1256 right. or something like that, but right. that's the ballpark.
I was 429 or 430.
But I think it's really immaterial because realistically, there are thousands of people dropping their lives in other parts of the country because they want to come here and help. That's phenomenal. And the number is not small, and they have been effective. Like this little piddly amount that we do have been effective.
David, I'm interested. I'm willing to hold you over if you want to hold over.
Yeah, sure.
Hold the line. I'm trying not to hang up on him this time. New to this board thing. I've only been doing it 20 years. Yeah. The number, 603-283-6160. Tell me what you think about the Free State Project or the prospect of...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother.
I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.